Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
There are certain stories that don't begin with something dramatic. No seance, no Ouija board, no forbidden ritual in a dark room. Sometimes they begin with something far more ordinary, like a sleepover. She was in middle school when it started, though at the time she didn't think of it as a beginning. Her parents had just divorced, and she and her two sisters, triplets, were adjusting to a new house, a new school, and a new version of their lives. The air in the home felt different, but that could have been explained away by stress. Divorce does that to a house. It settles into the walls. The sleepover happened sometime that year. A friend mentioned that her house was haunted. Two children. An older man. The family had researched it, she said. There were stories. As young teenagers often do, they treated it like an eerie novelty. But while everyone else seemed amused, she felt something else entirely. Not fear, exactly. More like pressure. A heightened awareness, as if someone had stepped into the room and was standing too close behind her. She brushed it off. When you're 12, you don't want to be the overly sensitive one. You especially don't want to be the girl who feels things. But when she went home, the feeling didn't stay behind. It followed. At first, it was subtle. Footsteps when no one was walking. The faint sound of movement in the hallway long after her sisters had gone to bed. She told herself she was imagining it. New house, new noises, houses settle, pipes expand, wood shifts. Then one afternoon, sitting at her desk, she watched her hairbrush lift off the surface and fall to the floor. There had been no breeze, no movement of her arm. It simply rose and dropped. She stared at it for a long moment before picking it up, placing it back on the desk, and deciding not to tell anyone. That became the pattern, objects shifting slightly, a cup sliding just enough to be noticeable. The sensation of someone entering a room even when she was alone. None of it constant, none of it aggressive, just enough to make her doubt herself. There were moments that did frighten her. She struggled to describe why. The fear didn't always correspond to activity. Sometimes it would come over her in the bathroom for no clear reason at all. A sudden tightness in her chest, a feeling that the air had thickened. It was hard to breathe when it happened, hard to think. She began to avoid that room when she could. At night, she heard murmuring, low, indistinct, as though two people were having a conversation just beyond the range of comprehension. She convinced herself it was her sisters talking across the hall. Though logically, it made little sense. Their bedrooms were separate. The house layout didn't support that kind of acoustics. Still, on several nights, she found herself shouting their names down the hallway, telling them to be quiet. What she didn't know was that they were doing the same. It wasn't until high school, long after they had moved out of that house, that the three of them finally compared notes over dinner. She mentioned the voices, casually, almost jokingly. Each of them remembered yelling at the others to stop whispering. Each of them remembered assuming it was coming from one of the other bedrooms. Their mother remembered hearing them shout at each other, but she had been downstairs in the basement bedroom at the time and hadn't heard any voices herself. The layout of the house made it impossible for sound to carry that way. They never did figure that part out. Around the time her mother became ill, diagnosed with cancer when she was in seventh grade, the atmosphere in the house seemed to intensify. Whether that was coincidence or emotional stress amplifying everything is hard to say. Fear was already present in the home. Illness changes the emotional temperature of a space. It introduces uncertainty, vulnerability. But some of what happened didn't feel emotional. It felt physical. One evening while showering, she heard three distinct knocks on the bathroom door. Clear. Not the sound of pipes or water pressure. She shut off the shower and called out, expecting one of her sisters. When she stepped into the hallway wrapped in a towel, she found her entire family downstairs watching television. They insisted they hadn't moved. She believed them. After that, the sound of running water became something she dreaded. It wasn't the water itself, it was the noise the tub made when first turned on, the hollow rush through the pipes. For reasons she couldn't explain, that sound triggered a surge of anxiety so intense she would hesitate before bathing. One night, lying in bed just as sleep was beginning to take her, the scent of bonfire smoke filled her room. Not faint, not subtle. It was strong enough that she sat up and checked the window, expecting to see flames somewhere in the yard. The windows were closed. No one nearby was burning anything. Yet the smell lingered heavily in the air, thick and intrusive. As it did, a wave of fear moved through her body so suddenly and so completely that she pulled the covers over her head and stayed there until she fell asleep. It wasn't logical fear. It wasn't tied to a visible threat. It was instinctive. The most vivid memory from that house, though, happened in the laundry room. She was walking in quickly, eyes lowered, focused on what she was doing. As she stepped inside, she saw what looked like feet, dark, shadowed feet, standing about 2 feet in front of her. She looked up. A tall shadow figure stood there, featureless and solid, not cast against a wall, but occupying space. She didn't study it. She didn't analyze it. She ran. Even now, she struggles to recall what happened immediately after. Memory fractures under adrenaline. What she remembers most is the aftermath, the beginning of insomnia that followed, the growing fear of darkness, the sensation that something had shifted permanently. She was young, but she understood that whatever had been happening in that house wasn't entirely explainable. They eventually moved. Most people assume that leaving a house means leaving whatever was inside it. That wasn't the case. Years later, when she was 19 and sleeping in her boyfriend's room for the first time, she would realize something else entirely. Maybe it had never been about the house at all. By the time she left for college, she had convinced herself that what happened in that house belonged to childhood. Trauma can mimic the paranormal. Anxiety can distort memory. She told herself that often enough that it began to feel almost true. The insomnia lingered and her fear of darkness never fully faded. But the footsteps and the voices did not follow her into dorm rooms or lecture halls. For the first time in years, she felt something close to normal. At 19, she met someone who made that normal feel stable. He was steady in a way she wasn't used to, spiritual without being theatrical, calm without being dismissive. He knew she had once lived in what she called a haunted house. But he didn't press her for details. He simply accepted that there were parts of her past that unsettled her and let them remain where they were. The night everything resurfaced was not dramatic in its setup. There was no storm, no strange atmosphere. She had gone to his house already worn down from the week, stressed from school, from work, from the quiet weight of anxiety that she had carried since childhood. They fell asleep early, sometime around 11. The dream came quickly. She was in a beach house with her family and friends. The setting felt familiar. and unfamiliar at the same time. In the dream, she was aware of something strange. She did not feel like herself. It was as though she were seeing through someone else's perspective, moving through a hallway that didn't quite belong to her. She turned into a bedroom and saw one of her sisters sitting on a bed, looking down at her phone. Her sister didn't look up. She didn't acknowledge anyone entering the room. The dream ended there abruptly, like a cut in film, and then she became aware that she was no longer dreaming. She was awake, but not in the room she had fallen asleep in. She was still in that beach house bedroom. The first sensation was the paralysis. She recognized it immediately. She had experienced sleep paralysis once when she was 4 years old, though she hadn't known what to call it then. Later, after researching, she had understood the mechanics. The brain wakes before the body does. The mind becomes conscious while the muscles remain locked. Knowing the science, however, did nothing to soften the fear. She could feel her boyfriend's leg draped over hers, grounding her to the physical world. But when she tried to turn her head, her body refused. Her eyes were fixed on a doorway illuminated by a faint glow. Something entered. At first, it was the size of the doorway, a shadow filling the frame. As it moved into the corner of the room, it grew, stretching upward until it touched the ceiling. It did not move like a person. It unfolded. At the exact moment it rose, a violent surge of sound erupted inside her head. Not outside, not in the room, inside. A roar of white noise layered with a piercing, high-pitched ringing that drilled through her ears. Her vision began to flicker and distort, as if the scene around her were glitching, like a corrupted digital image, tearing at the edges. She knew what it was supposed to be. She had read about shadow figures during sleep paralysis. She had read about the auditory hallucinations, the pressure, the sense of intrusion. Knowing did not make it less real. Panic surged through her. She tried to scream, but couldn't. She tried to move her arms, to kick her legs, to alert her boyfriend beside her. Her thoughts scrambled for something solid. And then she heard water running, a sink, from the attached bathroom. Her mind latched onto the sound in confusion. If he was in the bathroom, then he couldn't help her. The thought was clear and desperate. The moment it formed, everything snapped. She was back in his room, back in her body. Her boyfriend was asleep beside her, leg still resting across hers. The shadow was gone. The beach house was gone. The only thing that remained was the lingering echo of that sound inside her ears, as if she had been sitting next to a helicopter blade. She shook him awake. Her voice trembled as she tried to explain what had just happened. Before she could describe the figure, before she could mention the sound, he interrupted her with something that made her stomach drop. "I think I had sleep paralysis," he said. He brushed it off almost immediately, embarrassed by the admission, but the words hung in the air. They compared times later. Around 4 a.m, 2 hours before her experience, he had woken up disoriented and confused. About 20 minutes after she had woken him, once her breathing began to slow, she noticed something else. She was naked. She had gone to bed fully clothed. This was not the first time she had woken up undressed, though she had never given it much thought before. She had always assumed she had removed them half asleep and simply not remembered. But in the aftermath of what she had just experienced, that explanation felt thin. The rest of the day left her raw. Every sudden noise jolted her. A truck backfiring outside made her scream. Her boyfriend saw the toll it had taken and, wanting to help, scheduled an appointment with a crystal healer that same afternoon. She went, not because she believed it would solve anything, but because she needed someone to tell her she wasn't unraveling. The healer listened, burned incense, spoke softly about energy attachments and protection. She left feeling steadier, but not certain. Later, alone, she tried to map everything in her head. The old house, the voices, the three knocks, the shadow in the laundry room, the insomnia, the white orbs she had seen at 4 years old and again recently, brief flashes of light that had filled her with comfort rather than fear. If something had attached itself to her in childhood, why wait this long to manifest again? Why surface now in a different house, in a different state, in someone else's room? Or had it never left? Her relationship began to strain under the weight of unspoken questions. He didn't say he didn't believe her, but she could see hesitation in his eyes. He wanted to rationalize it, to call it stress, trauma, the brain misfiring, and part of her wanted that explanation too, but another part of her remembered the tall shadow in the laundry room, solid and undeniable. She remembered three separate sisters yelling into hallways for voices that none of them had made. She remembered the bonfire smoke, the dread in the bathroom, the way fear could descend without warning. This didn't feel like something new. It felt like something unfinished. And as the days passed, she began to realize that whatever had stood in that doorway, whether born from her mind or something else entirely, had known exactly how to reach her. Through memory, through fear, through the places she thought she had left behind. For a while after that night, she tried to treat it the way she treated everything else in her life when it got too heavy. She kept moving. She went to class. She answered messages. She sat across from her boyfriend at breakfast and tried to act like she wasn't still replaying the doorway, the rising shadow, the violent burst of sound in her ears. Outwardly, nothing had changed, but privately, she started living as if she was waiting for something to happen again. What bothered her most wasn't the figure itself so much as the way her body had responded. How familiar the fear felt, like it hadn't been created in that room, but retrieved from somewhere older. She kept thinking about the bathroom in the old house, the way dread would hit her for no reason, and the way certain sounds, water in particular, seemed to flip a switch in her. The three knocks while she was showering, the strange, irrational panic when she turned on the tub. Even that night when the smell of smoke filled her room, and the fear arrived fully formed before she'd even had time to think. And then, during the paralysis, she'd heard the sink running in the beach house bathroom. That detail kept snagging her. It didn't match what was real, but it matched her memory, which made it harder to dismiss. It felt like something had reached into the same drawer her childhood fear lived in and pulled it open. A few days later, when she was alone in her apartment, she tried to test herself. Not in a dramatic way, not as some challenge to the unknown, but the way a person tests a fear they're tired of obeying. She stood in the bathroom with the faucet running and forced herself to stay there, hands braced on the sink, breathing slowly until the tightness in her chest eased. Nothing showed itself. Nothing knocked. Nothing shifted behind her. The water was just water, and the pipes were just pipes. And for a moment, she felt embarrassed by how much power she'd given a sound. That night, she did something else. She told her boyfriend the parts she'd almost left out. She described the smell of smoke from years ago, the dread that would come out of nowhere, the shadow she'd seen in the laundry room. She expected him to reassure her, to wrap it in logic and end the conversation. Instead, he went quiet in a way that made her stomach drop. He admitted there was a moment right before she woke him, when he'd opened his eyes and felt like someone was standing in the room. He hadn't seen anything clearly, just a sense of presence that had made him turn his face into the pillow like a reflex. He'd written it off instantly, the way most people do when they don't want to invite fear to settle in. When he told her about wetting the bed at 4 a.m, he framed it as a fluke, stress, exhaustion, anything. But hearing her describe her paralysis made it harder for him to keep pretending nothing strange had happened around them at all. That conversation didn't solve anything, but it changed the atmosphere between them. The experience stopped being her problem that he was gently trying to support from the sidelines. It became something they were both circling carefully with the same uneasy question. If it wasn't just a nightmare, then what was it? She tried not to chase answers. She had done that before, in smaller ways, reading about shadow figures, digging into explanations, looking for neat labels that would make it manageable. This time she focused on what she could control, because control was the only thing that kept her from sliding into panic. She got serious about sleep again. Consistent bedtime, no doom scrolling, no trying to muscle through exhaustion until she collapsed. She started writing down what happened when it happened, not to build a case for the paranormal, but to remind herself that fear can lie about patterns. It can make one event feel like a prophecy. The episodes didn't vanish overnight, but they shifted. The nights became quieter, the sense of being watched still visited from time to time, but it didn't always come with terror. Sometimes it was just awareness, unpleasant, yes, but not crushing. She began to recognize the difference between fear that arrived with a story attached to it and fear that was simply a body remembering old instability. And still, she didn't fully let the old house go, because there were details she couldn't explain away no matter how much she tried. Three sisters hearing the same muffled voices at night and each believing the others were responsible. A smell of smoke that had no source, a shadow in a laundry room that hadn't been cast by anything. And now a boyfriend who had felt something in the room too, even if he didn't want to call it that. In the end, she didn't land on a satisfying answer. She landed on something else, a way to live with uncertainty, without letting it dismantle her. If the fear was psychological, she could work with that. If it was something attached, something lingering, something that fed on vulnerability, then she could work with that too, not by provoking it or trying to win against it, but by refusing to give it the one thing it had always taken from her. Rest. Peace. The belief that she was safe in the dark. She doesn't say she's cured of it. She doesn't say she's beyond it. She just says she's done letting it write the ending for her. And if it ever comes back the way it did that night, towering in a doorway, loud in her ears, dragging old fear into the present, she wants to be ready in the only way that matters. Not with a label, not with a ritual. With the steady understanding that whatever it is, she has lived through it before and she is still here.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.